everything about the last 6 months has fascinated me, and that it's just kind of flown by. I mean, it seems like yesterday that we competed in the Olympics, and it's almost going to be a year.
And the fun of it all must change that completely.
It has. I don't think I've stopped smiling this whole time. Everyone tells me that. You smile so much more
These
now.
These muscles were never sore before, were they?
But it's a lot different, especially competing in these competitions, because it's hard to get my focus back, and I keep thinking, you know, geez, you just had that, you know, and now it's so different. You know, we're just kind of out here having fun. There's no pressure. Yeah, there's judges, and yes, we get nervous and we want to do well, but there really isn't any pressure.
Is it difficult at all to put that personality back in a bottle so that you can put your competition face on?
Yeah. I don't know if I can anymore. Now, you know, everything I do is fun. Doesn't matter what it is. And, yeah, it's probably a little harder to stay focused now. I don't train 8 hours a day anymore. It's more like 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, which is a lot different than before. But I've been able to fill the rest of the time very easily, so it's been good.
As life moves on and you're not with your coach so much and you're not in the gym so much, what about that relationship? Where do you think Steve will be in your life as you get older and do your own things?
It's hard to say. Right now, it's a lot different than it was, you know, 6 months ago. Steve's still coaching me, but I kind of come and go when I want to, work out as long as I want to. So it's been different, but he's been great about it. He's really, you know, made it a lot easier for me.
Have you felt those adjustments of thinking, no, wait, nobody's telling me what to do right now?
Yeah, it was very hard at first, you know, trying to motivate myself. But I think it's been good. It's been a good adjustment because now I realize that, you know, I'm only doing it for me and because I enjoy it. There's not really any other reason.
What's fun outside the gym? What are you doing? Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah. But that and, you know, just getting back into school, I moved on to campus, and that's been a lot of fun, just getting to meet people.
Do you mix like any other ordinary person, or are you getting the Shannon Miller attention?
A little bit of both. I think most people treat me just like a normal person, and I love that. That's great. But every now and then, you have people, you know, coming up and asking for an autograph, which is fine, too. I mean, I enjoy that just as much.
I don't ever remember you saying you had a boyfriend before. Is this the first?
Well, it's the second, but...
Oh, but he was counting. But this one's a better one, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so you have time to go out on dates mixed in with the tour and school?
Yeah. I mean, I've been able to organize my life pretty well around the tour and appearances and school. It's gotten a lot busier than it ever was.
What do you want the next 6 months or year of your life to be like? How do you want it to be in terms of priorities and activities?
I think my first priority right now is school, getting a good education. I also want to keep touring with the rest of the team, and that starts back up in September, and hopefully keep competing, definitely professional competitions.